Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 112 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 20th is, imagine one of your most loyal friends betrayed you and took action to destroy your relationship. Describe how you could still live by your principles in the aftermath of this type of betrayal. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. The explanation of living by principles that I normally use is that our actions must line up with the truths and principles we hold in our heart so we can maintain our integrity. The right thing to do is often the hardest thing to do. And in yesterday's episode, we talked about staying true to our integrity even during situations where we could stray from our integrity in order to gain worldly success. And that can be hard because the allure of worldly success and results can be so appealing. But today's challenge comes at it from a different angle, and that is our default reaction when something bad happens to us, especially when someone betrays us and damages one of our relationships, is to lash out, get revenge, manipulate our external story to make ourselves look good and the other person look bad. But this is the easy way out. And while it may feel good to us in the short term, it can create uncomfortable consequences down the road. So the purpose of this podcast is to help provide you with some knowledge and wisdom, to share stories, tools, and resources to help you write your own story and increase your impact on your students and athletes. But it's not to give you any answers. And that's because the answers to your questions are inside of you. And with today's challenge, each of us would have our own questions to answer if we were in that situation. And we would each need to find our own answers, because relying on other people to provide the answers for us means giving up our control to write our own story. So here are three things to think about when considering how you could still live by your principles when facing a situation of betrayal. Number one is communication. Don't make assumptions. Author and speaker John Gordon says, quote, "Where there is a void in communication, negativity will fill it," end quote. And I have seen that play out in my life. So we need to make sure we communicate, but we also need to be mindful of how we communicate. As we said, our default mechanism is to be angry. So we need to make sure the time and place is appropriate to communicate, and we are focused on seeking truth and understanding and not trying to push our own agenda. Number two is to be prepared to enforce boundaries. In order to enforce boundaries, we have to know what our boundaries are. And this is why it's so important to know our integrity. We have to know what our yeses are, and we have to know what our noes are. Because if we're going to rectify the situation, if there is going to be forgiveness and resolution of the relationship moving forward, then we must take a transformational approach and not a transactional approach. We cannot attempt to gain anything from the situation other than a renewal of the relationship. Number three is see this as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to grow by showing the world our principles and values by the actions we take. Living by our principles is one of our outside fundamentals of success, and there must be consistency between our mindset and our actions. We may do our best to communicate, and we may enforce boundaries, and we may even forgive the person who betrayed us. But that doesn't mean the final result will be all sunshine. We can forgive, but that doesn't mean the other person will accept our forgiveness. We can enforce boundaries so that the relationship does not become transactional, but that doesn't mean the other person will have the same mindset. We don't control other people. We only have control over ourselves. But no matter what result comes from a situation like this, we still have the power to write our own story. So how about you? How could you live by your principles, even if one of your most loyal friends betrayed you and took action to destroy the relationship? I hope this hypothetical situation never happens to you. But as I like to say, We always need to hope for the best and be prepared for the worst. And you might be wondering what this has to do with your teaching and coaching. Because more than likely, one of your students wouldn't be one of your best friends who betrayed you. But I do think that sometimes we can feel betrayed by students because we feel like we give our best effort to help them. Sometimes we even pour our heart and soul into them, and they still make decisions that can feel like betrayal. And in those times, we can still remember to communicate without making assumptions. We can enforce boundaries so the situation doesn't become transactional, and we can see it as an opportunity to grow and live by our principles and values. Because when we live by our principles and values, as leaders of young people, we have tremendous power to make a positive impact on the world by giving our students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.